I'm going to present a paradigm to you today, and I will tell you it's a full-on paradigm shift. It was for me. It is for those who would read this material. It is a paradigm shift. And when it comes to that kind of changing up of the way we have always done things, it becomes threatening, unsettling. Can't quite get our brain around it. I understand all of that. If you have a real problem with something that I'm going to say or will have said, then feel free to talk to Pastor Viers about it or my daughter. We have a Give Them Grace website, and she gets email there all the time, and so just have at it. Let me just tell you a little bit about the genesis of this book. A number of years ago, I wrote Because He Loves Me. And that was a book that really bookmarked or marked a real shift. Maybe not a whole full-on shift, but perhaps a little bit of a shift in emphasis in the way that I was thinking. And I began to think more and more about how the gospel should impact and change my daily life, even though I had already been a Christian for 40 years. And so I began then to think that way. And as I was doing that, I was having, of course, conversations with my daughter, who is married and has three kids, and a number of our friends. We would get together, and the question that we began to wrestle with was, how does this perspective on the gospel impact parenting? Because she's got three kids, and they are 13 and 11 and 9, two boys and a girl. And we began to ask the question, all right, so if I'm supposed to think about what I would call the indicatives, the declarations of what the gospel says about who I already am, what Christ has already done, then how do we take that and give it to children? Because we knew we should give it to children, but we didn't know quite how that would work. In addition to that, at this time, she and I and some of our friends were going through Martin Luther's commentary on Galatians. And that, of course, was just rocking our world. And so we were going through that. We were doing an online blog with a bunch of friends on Gerhard Fordé's book on being a theologian of the cross. And in the middle of that, then, we started talking about what would gospel-centered, gospel-driven, gospel-motivated parenting look like. Now, again, I don't have any little children in my house. And so as I began then to craft Give Them Grace, as I began to craft that book, then Jessica, my daughter, was writing with me, because you see, I would sit in my comfortable little office where there are no children with peanut butter crawling all over me, and I would write things, and then I would send them to her and say, how would this actually work out for you? You're homeschooling. She homeschools three kids. How does that work for you? Does it work for you? Can you even imagine any scenario in which it might work for you? So she and I then worked together, and that's the genesis of this book. Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to probably create more questions in your mind than I am going to give answers to. Let me just tell you, if you want more of this, we do have a 4-hour DVD that she and I have done that you can get at my website, which is just elisefitzpatrick.com, which, you know, it's the one time in my life I was happy that my name was Elise, because nobody else uses that website. It's just me. So here we go. Give Them Grace, Dazzling Your Kids with the Love of Jesus. Now, I'll tell you, I was speaking at PCA International Women's Convention in someplace, Atlanta, and I was talking about this, and there were some young men who were obviously homeschool kind of kids, and they had been given the task of sort of setting up the media for what we were going to do, and so then they were in there, and they were reading this title, Dazzling Your Kids with the Love of Jesus, and they looked at each other, and they said, yeah, I'd like to see my mom and dad do that. And I thought, yeah, right, exactly. So what is our only hope? First of all, I know that as you counsel people and as you raise your own children, your hope is that somehow you're going to be able to communicate the gospel and love them and discipline them enough so that they will come to love Christ the way you do. So what is our only hope? Let us then, with confidence, draw near to the throne of grace. See, it's not draw near to the place where good parents go. It's draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy. Oh, how we need mercy as parents, don't we? We need mercy. We need to find grace, unmerited favor in our time of need. We need mercy and grace. So as we began then to craft this book, we started asking some questions. Question number one is there a difference between the way you parent and the way your moral, responsible Mormon neighbor parents? My daughter has a Mormon family that the little boys come over and play with her kids all the time, and she's always happy when they show up because they're so well behaved. They're nice little kids, and she knows she's not going to have to worry about some other stuff that other little kids might bring in. They come over, and she's happy that they're there. But the question is, how would you know that your parenting was any different? Is your parenting any different? I mean, aside from the fact that you go to a different church, would your children be able to see the difference if you saw... If you took your children or your counselee's children and transferred them from your Christian home into a Mormon home, would the children be able to notice any difference? Now, I'm going to be honest with you. When I raised my children, the way I raised my children was this. First of all, I was not raised in a Christian home. My father was a non-practicing Jew. My mother was a non-practicing Catholic. My father left the home fairly early on. My grandmother took me from time to time to the Lutheran church. But when I became a Christian, when I got saved after living a thoroughly debauched life until the time I was almost 21, when Christ finally arrested me and brought me to himself, and Phil and I were married and we had kids, I said, I'm not going to raise my children the way I had been raised. My kids are going to have discipline and rules, right? Because I'm going to stop my kids from living that kind of life I had lived. And so we were involved in church, and we would take our children to church, and we would talk to them about Jesus until they prayed the sinner's prayer. They acquiesced. They prayed the sinner's prayer, and then we pretty much stopped talking about Jesus and started talking about what they needed to do, the rules. And that was really their Christian training. When my daughter was in kindergarten and we had a Christian school in which I worked, she won Miss Christian Character in kindergarten. And she says, yeah, I did. She won Miss Christian Character in kindergarten. She was the compliant child. She was compliant. In some ways, she was the elder brother. You cannot imagine my shock when at the age of 18 or 19, when she had gone off to Bible college and came home and told me she had gotten saved at Bible college, you can't imagine my shock. Because all along, and she will admit it to this day, all along what she had been doing is trying to just keep me off her back. And she liked being, you know, the good girl. She did. She worked in the youth group. She was one of the youth leaders. She did all the outward stuff right. If you would have been around her, you would have said, oh, she's wonderful. She's Miss Christian Character. All of the time, what she was doing was hating the gospel. And God saved her. Hallelujah for his grace, right? So what makes Christian parenting Christian? Well, first of all, let me just say, and this is not